time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper don,
giving them all
dressed
like a million bucks,
bucks,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Keep saying it. Can't stop. Man, oh man. What a journey it has been. I thank God for every single step of the way. I learned to thank him for the bad times, too, because it taught me something. All the bad times, all the failures, they became valuable experiences in my life. Every time I failed, I learned a little bit more about getting up. Every time I was told no, it moved me one step closer to yes. It made me stronger. It toughened my skin. It made me learn how to deal with haters. It made me learn how to deal with people who don't have your best interests at heart. Man, ain't y'all all out there feeling me on this one right here. It teaches you who is who in your life. It shows you who you can depend on and who you can't. And at the end of the day, what has taught me most of all my hardships in my life, and it's really about me and God. That is the one factor that has been never changed in my life. God has always been the same for me and for you and for all of us. His word is true. It don't waver. It don't shake. You can shape it, readjust it if you want to. It is really the way it's written. It really is. You have your version of it if you want to, but if you just read it the way it is, it's real clear. Ain't no loopholes in it. Every time you jump through a loophole, there's something over there written that counters that. So here's what I want to get to today with everybody, and this is going to be good. Listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Listen to me close. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Man, if you hear me clearly, I'm really finna show you something this morning. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Steve, what you talking about? See, here's what's wrong with a lot of people. Here's what's stopping so many people. Yeah, I did it. I did it to myself. Here's what's stopping a lot of people. You keep looking. We keep looking for others to save us. We keep looking for someone else to rescue us. We always looking for some group of people or somebody to accept us. We keep looking for someone else's approval. We always looking for some group or somebody to deliver us. somebody, some group of people to give us credibility. Somebody or some group of people who says we matter. We spend so much time right there. And when the cavalry don't come over the hill, when there ain't no saving and ain't no deliverance and you don't get accepted and don't nobody really come to save you and don't nobody vouching for you and giving you credibility, it throw you into something. Now you into this little state of, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. You don't know what you're going to do. Oh, you got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. See, you want to know what the real deal is, y'all? It's you and God, and it's the God in you. Man, I wish I could explain this right to you today. I want you to feel me on this right here. When you shake everything out the way, get rid of all your expectations of people, the relationship you thought was going to last forever that didn't make it, the child that you wanted to be this that turned out to be that, you blaming yourself for this, your friend you thought was your friend that stabbed you in the back, you found out they wasn't, the job you thought was going to keep you and you'd retire on, they done closed down, gave you a pink slip. All of this, man, the promise that somebody told you they was going to loan you this money, and on loan day, they say they ain't got it. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This money you thought was going to come through on this check, the check ain't there. Oh, man, how many disappointments in life can you get? You thought you had enough credit hours to graduate. You found out 2 weeks before you didn't, you can't graduate. Oh, listen here, man, what's going to happen? Look at the disappointment in my life right now. But let me explain something to you. When you get rid of all of that, guess what you really got? You got God. That's the whole enchilada, baby. That's the ball of wax. That's the monkeys in the barrel. That's the bag of chips. You listen to me. If you got God, do you understand that that's sufficient? That's all you need? Can you feel me now? You and God and the God in you, it's really what you need. Stop looking for all these outside sources for approval, to gain acceptance, to get credibility, somebody to save you, the cavalry coming over the hill. Why won't they recognize me? Why won't they give me closure? Why they fire me? Why they foreclosing on my house? Don't they know I'm laid off? When you get through with all of that whining, can I tell you something? It's going to come down to you and God and the God in you. If God created man in his own image, God is a part of you. There is a piece of you that's godly. I don't care who you are. I don't care what mistake you made. The murderer that's sitting in jail today because of a moment in his life that he's now paying for has God in him. The biggest criminal, when he get through criminalizing or whatever you want to call it, he's sitting there by himself. There is a piece of God in him that lets him know this ain't the way. This wrong. You out of line. You can love this money if you want to, but you out of line and you gonna pay. It's at the end of the day, when I get through on this microphone, on this TV, all these articles, when I get through with all of that, you know what it come down to? Because see, it ain't always been this way for me. You know, I've been trying to get here, trying to get there. Listen to me. It's been me and God, and it's been the God in me. And when I woke up a few years back and I realized that's really what it was, it changed my whole life. It changed my whole life. Your whole life can get changed when you realize that it's really you and God and the God in you. That's really what it is. Really. Man, people disappoint you. You argue with people. You fall out with people. You break up with people. You divorce people. You got people who you thought was friends. All of a sudden, you find out they talking about. It's crazy out here. You be going, what's going on? What's really going on? But that's because, guess what? You got all yours banked on them. When you going to bank it on the one thing that you can count on? The one, God's word ain't changed since we got here. It's solid. If you pray, believe, work hard, don't doubt, you'll get whatever you ask for. That's a fact. That ain't no rumor. There's people out here doing it every day. Now, if you ain't trying that, Listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. There is a weapon available to man called prayer. Use that. See, I look at my life, man, whenever I get a little shaky, I look back, oh, hey, man, I ain't really talked with him too much yesterday. Uh-oh, tighten up. I'm just telling you real. You got a better answer? Oh, I know what. Oh, my bad, Steve. Now, Steve, I ain't winning because they ain't give me the loan. Oh, no, Steve, I ain't winning because she left me. He left me. I ain't winning, Steve, because I got stuck with these kids. I got a divorce. They fired me. They foreclosed on my home. That's why I ain't winning. You ain't winning because you ain't praying. You got to pray and believe and work. That's the key. Come on, man. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. It's just you and God, and it's the God in you. And what y'all going to do about that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show is in full effect. Good morning, everybody. Have a great day. Be grateful. Tell God you appreciate him waking you up in the morning. You cannot be depressed or not a morning person if you start off each day with gratitude. Thanking him for everything he's done for you and the things that's coming your way. That immediately kills depression. Immediately. Dare you to try it. Watch what happens. Good morning, Cher.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Steve.
Carla Pharrell.
Good morning, Steve. Amen.
Junior.
Morning, Unc. Thank you, Lord. I'm here.
Tommy Tom.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Steve. Harvey. Yes, Lord.
Steve, I'm proud of you. I am. Don't say uh-oh. I'm proud of you.
You're proud of me.
What? All the jobs you have. All the jobs you have. Okay. And then you come to work so early in the morning with such a pleasant, beautiful attitude.
Girl, I ain't got no choice.
Yeah, and you're still grateful. That's wonderful.
I can't tell people to be grateful if I ain't.
Yeah.
Come
walk
on.
The talk, oh, man.
Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. How that's going to work? Yeah.
I love
they
it.
They don't ever hear me thanking God for nothing, but I'm telling people y'all got to be grateful.
Right.
Well, what about you, Steve?
Yeah.
What you doing over there?
Why are you so sad?
Uh-huh.
I thought you was grateful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, this is a new era for me. I've entered a new era into my life.
What does that mean?
I'm increasingly becoming more of a global businessman.
Oh.
I believe that.
That's real.
No, that.
How so? Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just working
international.
On it. First of all, I laid claim to it. That's for
okay.
starters.
Yes. Step on out there on faith. Uh-huh.
And then I just started doing the work necessary, taking the meetings and meeting people, shaking people's hands.
What?
You know, somebody asked me one time, how you know all these people? I stuck my hand out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Steve Harvey. How you doing? What's your name? What do you do, man? Man, I'd love to learn more about that. I never ask anybody for anything.
Uh-huh.
I only ask them to show me what they do and how they did it.
Yeah.
Mm. I want to be taught how to fish. That's all. Don't give me the sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get my own bucket.
And you love fishing, so it's all good.
Well, that was just.
You see how they worked out?
No need.
Say, look at God. Won't he do
Won't
it?
See that right there.
Couldn't let it go, Husher.
Got it was there for the taking.
Yes, it was. Whatever.
Good thing you know how to fish.
Junior.
Well, what y'all got going for 34? What's happening?
And it's 32.
Well,
I'm not going to talk to 34.
We're going to talk about your good friend, Den. We call him Denzel, but Denzel Washington, but you call him Den.
What?
Well, when we come back, right after this, at 32 after, you will see, sir.
You will see.
Mm-hmm. He was asked to give up some ringside seats, okay? That's a little hint right there. And,
Denzel.
Yeah, we'll yeah. Oscar-winning Denzel.
Who the hell are you talking to?
Right.
Who are you talking to?
We'll talk about that right after this, at 32 after
no,
the hour.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, if you've ever found yourself in the wrong seat at an event. I mean, that happens. You go to a concert and, you know, you look at your tickets and you think the seat matches, but, you know, oftentimes it doesn't. So take heart. You are not the only one, okay? Apparently, Denzel Washington, yes, the Denzel Washington, found himself. I know, right? Just saying his name. Yes. Oh, Denzel. Anyway, Denzel found himself in a similar situation over the weekend. According to Page Six now, Denzel was at the Triple G and Canelo Alvarez fight, Steve, when a Las Vegas high roller asked him to move from where he was sitting with Los Angeles legend and Debbie Allen's husband, the one and only Norm Nixon. So Denzel was sitting with Debbie Allen and Norm Nixon. Someone came along and asked Denzel to change his seat. It seems like he was in the wrong seat. Right, exactly, Tommy.
Who are you talking to?
So as the story goes, the unnamed man offered, I love you, talking to Denzel, I love you, but you're in my seat. This isn't a movie. Huh. This is real life. Okay?
Oh, no, he didn't. Mm-hmm. That's what he told him. He told him.
Yeah.
Well, this really ain't moving.
Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you high rollers up in here. Huh? You think you can do this to me? Jake, you think you can ask me for my seat? Huh? You'll be playing, watching boxing in Pelican Bay when I'm through with you. 23-hour lockdown. Shoot, shine. I'm sorry, I got carried away.
Yes, but it's good. All good, though. It could have happened just like that, Tommy. But Denzel gave up his seat.
What?
As Will Smith, LeBron James, Dave Chappelle, and others looked on. When asked for a comment, yeah, this is crazy, right? When asked
Damn,
for a comment,
no.
Denzel's rep said he didn't know a thing about it. So this actually happened. He didn't call you and tell you about this, Steve?
No. For what?
Call him and see what happened. Let's get the real
story.
I don't
get into conversation about seats because I always knew I was in the wrong seat.
Huh?
When? I always knew I was in the wrong seat.
What do you mean?
That's how I went to the concert. I went in the concert to sit in your seat. I knew what my ticket was. I bought
all
the cheapest
alone.
Ticket. As soon as the Irwin and Fire tickets went on sale, I bought mine.
But
$11.
$11.
As
wow.
far away as you could be.
Concert tickets,
what if it was
$11?
That,
but
what if it was that seat you had with Mayweather?
Huh?
Oh,
what if it was that seat when you was at the Mayweather fight? What
yeah,
if it was that
seat? That's where Denzel was. Come on now.
Right there.
I mean, you know, I
you're talking about
I,
last year.
I don't get
year.
Put out of seats.
Last
I don't
year,
know
yeah.
what to tell you.
Well, can't nobody come talk to you about your seat, though, either.
Well, you can come talk to me, but please know, what I know is I know how to make sure I'm in my damn seat. Because I ain't finna do this here, not on TV.
Boy.
Is that another fight?
At the fight?
Oh, my God. Is that Steve? We're watching TV. Oh, my God. There's Steve. Okay.
Be up in there like Charles Oakley at Madison Square Garden.
Steve is fighting at the fight. Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm pushing
a nice jacket on a minute ago.
Yeah, that velvet. Oh, that was so
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that was fly.
Burgundy. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah. So, he had to leave. Denzel left.
Wow, but his seat couldn't have been that far off. I mean, what if it was just one row?
It wasn't no big deal.
Yeah. I don't think so. He probably just said.
It shouldn't even be a story, really. I don't even know why we're talking about it.
Well, it's a story because it's Denzel, and he was in the wrong
seat.
Well,
it's not a story, Shirley.
Well, it is a story. Anytime we can get news on Denzel, it's a story.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though.
We want to talk about
Denzel.
Back
in the day, back in the day when you was at the Earth, Wind & Fire concert, did you ever get told to get up?
Oh, hell yeah.
And what'd you do? Just move to another seat that wasn't yours?
Danced harder.
In the new seat?
These are the concerts that you used to dress like, Earth, Wind & Fire.
Whatever the theme was. I went to the LTD concert with the cape on.
Oh.
With
an
eye. Hold up, though.
What?
I knew they was wearing this Phoenix on the back of their capes. Uh-huh. So I found an eagle, iron-on eagle. I didn't have the money for the whole thing that was on top of the Trans Am, that Phoenix that was on top of the Trans Am. That's where the LTD came out of. Uh-huh. I just had an eagle. It was iron-on.
on your cape.
And yeah. And these are the concerts that you didn't take a date to, right?
No.
It was just you.
No, I had no money for
that. $11?
$11. That's $22. Then I got to park.
Oh,
then we got to try to get something to drink.
No, it's too much.
That was 11. I had $24 seats and stuff like that. You know, it just depends.
Wow. That is back in
great,
the day.
Man. Yeah. You know, they're moving. I'll be up at the top. Uh-huh. As soon as the main concert starts, I just wait.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Earth, wind, and fire! I just go on down, catch that escalator, start going on down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As soon as Earth, Wind, and Fire come out, I start stepping up that aisle. Kate, Fro, Moccasins.
You on the Feather. Floor?
Yeah, I'm down on the floor.
Okay, did anyone
I was up at the ceiling, couldn't see.
Did anyone say anything to you about your outfit or... Were there conversations
about
it?
Little man. I was always real skinny. Little man, I see you, boy. Oh, you Earth, Wind with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Knew all
the
words.
How did you get on the floor?
Slide right. Man, I'd be about like on row 8 or something. Mm-hmm. But nice. Slide right on in there. I've been watching them seats since the beginning of the show. Now, if you ain't here when Earth, Wind, and Fire come on, you probably ain't coming. You know, these radio seats, people ain't win, didn't show up. I'm down there in it.
Yeah.
It's too much security and stuff now for that to be happening.
Oh, no, that wouldn't stop me.
Still do it.
Dog, I'm down on the floor. I'm down here. You see this outfit?
Right, I'm with the band.
I damn near look like I'm in this group.
All right, here we go. Nephew Tommy is coming up next with a prank phone call. He's going to run it back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Inside Entertainment News, Kanye West said, I saw him when he said it, I'm moving back to Chicago. But right now, the nephew is here with Run That Prank Back. What you got, King of Pranks?
Thunderbolt, Shirley. That's what it is. Thunderbolt. Run it.
Hello? Hey, man, let me... not here. Who's calling?
Hey, this Thunderbolt from the club, man. What time she get in?
Thunderbolt.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Thunderbolt, man. What time she get in?
What you mean, what time she get in? She ain't in here now, but, you know, I mean, what you need?
Hey, I'm trying to actually get an address and stuff, man. She got me dancing this weekend on Saturday night, and I want to see it, make sure I got the address and everything. Everything's still on. You know, I done already gave
she
my slot
you,
up at the club.
She got you dancing.
Say what now?
What you mean she got you dancing?
She asked me to do some male dancing on Saturday night. So I went on and took off at the club. And, you know, she done already got me.
My gal ain't, she ain't had you do no male dancing. My gal, she, nah. My gal, she goes to school at night on weekends. So, you know, but nah, she ain't.
Okay, hold on. Okay, who is this here?
My name's David. David, my fiance.
What?
Yeah, that's my gal.
Hold on. Squeaky finna get married?
Squeaky? Squeaky.
Wait. Okay. You.
My guy ain't. I'm David.
Right. Okay. That's Squeaky. Squeaky finna get married.
How you know my gal? You say you a dancer?
I dance at man. I'm Thunderbolt.
Yeah, but how do you know my gal?
She come to the club on Saturday. She asked me about doing some dancing for this coming Saturday. So she already gave me half the money.
She come to the club on Saturdays. Nah, my gal. She go to school on Saturdays, man. You know? No.
Homeboy, listen. First of all, I'm blown away by you trying to tell me Squeaky married. That you got me really toe up with
first
that.
First off, I don't know no Squeaky.
That's what we call her at the club, man. Hey, man, look, I'm not finna get into all of that. What I'm really calling about is she got me working this weekend doing some dancing. And I'm trying to just make sure that we on for this weekend because I done gave my spot up at the club.
You trying to tell me my girl hanging out at a buck naked club with dance?
Man, Squeaky been coming up in there, man, for the last buck.
Squeaky, she been there long enough to have a nickname?
Dog, I've been knowing Squeaky 4 or 5 years. Squeaky been coming. Man, this Thunderbolt, me and Squeaky go way back.
Oh, no, man. Well, we going to handle when she get in here. And you can, you know, handle yours, however you got to handle it, talk to whoever you got to get your little money or whatever. Or,
No. Hold on, man. I can't get my slot back, dog. Hold on. Wait a minute, man.
That's not the stop.
Is you listening, man? I can't get my slot back at the club. Now, Squeaky got to give me the remaining balance, man, even if she ain't going to do it. I need my other
remaining
one.
Balance, Squeaky ain't finna give you the remaining balance of nothing.
Hey, man,
the
I need the rest of
my
money.
Money that she gave you.
What
so
you saying?
She ain't finna, you can just count that out. She ain't finna give you a thing.
Hey, man, Thunderbolt going to get his money, man. I need my 150.
Thunderbolt going to get his whooped.
Well, then that's what you got to do. Then that's what you got to do, man.
That's,
I tell you what.
That's for Thunderbolt. But he ain't finna get no cash talking about calling you Squeaky and all this whole I ain't working for to give money away to some Thunderbolt Lightning or whatever.
Hey, man, look, man, it's Thunderbolt. It ain't Lightning. It's Thunderbolt. Lightning work on Wednesday night. This Thunderbolt.
I don't know who you done talked to already about that, but you need to holler at them. But don't be calling here asking my gal to give you some money. Ain't giving you because she don't make nothing.
I'm coming over there now and get my money from Squeaky. I ain't hearing this.
Don't make nothing.
Squeaky,
I make all the money around here, so you ain't finna get nothing from over here, partner, so you can wipe that out your mind.
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky today.
You coming over here?
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky.
Well,
so what? Man, look, man, I ain't got time to play. I done lost
here.
My slot at the club.
See what you get. See if you get some money. Get your laid the out.
Thunder coming over there to get the rest of his
Thunder,
money.
You better not bring your over here, because you come, well, I tell you what, bring your on over here, and I'm going to show you Lightning. I ain't know you had some money already for she around here giving you money the way I'm struggling. I tell you what, you bring your over here if you want to and watch what go down.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is I'm finna come over there and wait outside the house for Squeaky to get there to get the rest of my money. That's what I'm saying to you.
You're going to come over and sit outside what?
I'm finna come over there and wait outside for Squeaky to get there so I can get the rest
you
of my money.
You bring your over here and sit outside my house.
That's what I'm finna do if that's what it take for me to get my money from Squeaky.
I tell you what, you bring your over here then and sit outside my house. And when you get your here, you blow the horn. That's what you do. You blow the horn so I can come out there and meet you and let you know what's going down. I'm going to bust your and when
hey,
she get here, she can see your laid out like a mother. Come on over and get your money.
I'm coming to get my money. Squeaky owe me $150 and I'm finna come get it.
I don't give a what she owe you. About $150? My she giving you. You ought to be happy with that. You want to come over here talking about you want some more money? You know,
somebody owe Thunderbolt $150, and Thunderbolt gonna get his money.
Better try to go and dance at the club on this weekend. Bring your over here. You will not be dancing at that. Talking about sitting outside of my house.
Squeaky gonna give me my $150. You ain't even got nothing to do with this. No way. This transaction is between me and Squeaky. It ain't got nothing to do with you. No way.
Hey, her name is and it's got everything to do with me. You call my house with this. Talking about she owe you some money and you. I'm just about nothing. Bring your on over here. I got your money. Come get your money. I got your money right here. I'm gonna be sitting out front waiting on you.
Squeaky the one asked for me to dance Saturday night. Squeaky ass, I told her $300 plus tips. Now I ain't gonna get no tips. But I tell you what, I am gonna get my $300 though. I got $150 and I'm gonna get the other $150 when Squeaky get on.
You ain't getting it from me. You gonna get your buses from me.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Say, man, what? I'm listening. I can hear you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Who? Who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
God. You need to quit. Boys don't play too much. That man, y'all had me hot round this. I'm putting on boots and man. I got on good gear. I'm finna go out here and squabble. I got pipes and bats. I'm finna go out here and fly the whoop a man.
You all right, man?
Y'all wrong. I'd be glad when somebody prank your Tommy. I'm gonna get that. Y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I gotta ask you, man. What is? What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is Thunderbolt, baby.
Oh, man, oh, man.
You know I got the, you know, stupidity at its best. Stupid is coming to Nashville. Tickets are sold out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Laying in the cut, I got Toledo, Ohio, the Funny Bone. That is October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Once again, Toledo, Ohio, the Funny Bone. The nephew is coming to Toledo, Ohio. So be ye ready. That's enough for now.
Well, you know what, Tommy, you're good and everything, but I really think Junior does a better you than you. That's just my opinion.
Wow. Okay, well, Junior is on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of October to Toledo, Ohio. Funny Bone, take it away.
Yeah, look here. It's nephew, huh? Ignorosity coming October 11th, 12th, and 13th to the Toledo Funny Bone.
Yeah.
Come see me, watch me.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, boy. Man, you good.
Yeah, come on.
Man, is you everything you say you
what,
is?
I delivers everything I say. Don't I stand and deliver?
Man, you the greatest.
I stands there and I delivers.
Man, is there any way you could do a prank?
Yeah, I can do a prank too. I do all that.
That was
I gotta
great,
get
Junior.
A ticket.
Yeah, come on, see me.
Thank you, nephew.
Ignorosity comes around once a year.
And thank you, Junior, as nephew. Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kanye West is moving back to the Midwest, Chicago to be exact, his hometown. We'll talk about it right after this.
Ain't nobody going with it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In about 4 minutes, Miss Ann will be here. She's going to give us the latest on today's headlines. Supreme Court Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, Professor Ford, said without an FBI investigation, she will not appear in a public hearing. So there you go with that. In entertainment news, Kanye is speaking in public again. He told a crowd in Chicago, his hometown, that he, Kanye West, is moving back to Chicago. And that does not mean, however, he's abandoning L.A. Kanye made the announcement at a Windy City event with Chance the Rapper. And here it is. Take a listen.
Thank my brother Chance for bringing me back to Chicago. So the first thing on my mind that I have to tell you is, I gotta let y'all know that I moved back to Chicago, I'll never leave it again.
I loved it. Yeah. Chicago is ready for him.
So Steve, you moving back to Cleveland?
That's a nah.
And you don't give me I know not to go back. He don't know yet. He'll be right on back out in L.A. Is Kim going up there in all that cold-ass weather?
I think they're going to go back and forth. They'll have dual residences, like a like a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, just go in the summertime, Yeezy, in case you don't
forget. It's fun in the summer.
Yeah.
November ain't where you want. Yeah, November, January, Lord.
Really, January, February. According to TMZ, Kanye said he and Kim have already found a home in Chicago, and that's where we know he wants to establish his permanent residence, but they are keeping all of their properties and businesses and stuff in L.A. In addition to the house they just built, they have multiple properties in L.A., including 300 acres that Kanye is developing, and that project is still a go. TMZ is also reporting that Kanye will move his Yeezy offices from Calabasas, California, to Chicago. So, he's going back home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Back home.
He probably wants to go to be relevant again. To be part of the culture. I think he probably feels like
rapper.
He's excluded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in L.A. and in this world of, you know, he wants to be a part of culture and hip-hop and all that.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why.
Really?
And his baby.
Oh, yeah.
His baby's name is Chicago. So.
Yeah. Yeah, making music and being part of what's going on with Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper.
I bet you that's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Because they're
my baby name, Winton, but I don't want no parts of Winter. What the hell I got to do with his baby name?
I didn't say the baby.
His baby's name baby. is named Chicago.
Your baby name is Sheridan, but that ain't where you stay all the time.
Because that's not her name.
Culture,
I did not name her after a hotel.
Sheraton.
No. All right, so there you have it. Kanye is moving back. Yeah, I think you're right, Carla. That's part of it. He wants to be part of the whole scene
culture
in Chicago now. With
I don't know what that means. I mean, you're in L.A. I don't know. Hip-hop doesn't originate from L.A.
No, it's not that. I'm just saying his lifestyle. He's so rich.
I know nothing about hip-hop.
And Common
is
there.
The studio's in Wyoming, ain't it?
Why am I talking?
Well, he went to Wyoming to record his latest album.
Who did?
So he'll just go to Wyoming from Chicago?
Kanye.
Yeah.
He won't.
I sure tell you what it meant to me because I forgot.
All right, Miss Ann is here. Please introduce Miss Ann with our headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. President Trump scheduled to travel to the Tar Heel State today to survey the damage done by Hurricane, now Tropical Depression, Florence. The death toll is now at 35 lost lives. The rivers around Fayetteville, North Carolina, meanwhile, expected to crest sometime this morning, and water continues to flow downstream into the Cape Fear River. Several residents have already left for higher ground there. Stores in and around Wilmington, North Carolina, meanwhile, are trying to open up again yesterday, at least for a few hours. They opened yesterday for like an hour or so. Apparently, some supply trucks have found roundabout ways of negotiating the soggy roads, but I don't know who's shopping there. A lot of folks have left, or at least temporarily. Nevertheless, an estimated 600,000 homes and businesses are still off the grid, still without power, and there may be some periods of rain today. President Trump is talking tariffs again. The president's announced that his administration will begin imposing tariffs on another $200 billion in Chinese goods. He's threatening to impose even more levies.
We are the piggy bank to the world. We've been ripped off by China. We've been ripped off by the European Union. We've been ripped off by everybody.
Trump says America's tired of getting the raw deal. However, in retaliation, China's announced that it's imposing a 10% tariff on U.S. liquefied natural gas. And Beijing says it's already ready to add tariffs on an extra $60 billion in American goods so that American farmers, they're really going to be feeling the pain. Those farmers, of course, the backbone of Donald Trump's support network. In Chicago yesterday, at the murder trial of former police officer Jason Van Dyke, Van Dyke's former partner, Joseph Walsh, also no longer unemployed by the Chicago PD, his partner backed up Van Dyke's story that he shot and killed a black teenager named Laquan McDonald in 2014 because Laquan had a knife and that when he went down that he kept swinging it and trying to get up and that he feared for his life. However, the police car dash cam doesn't show that at all. They show Laquan walking away from Van Dyke, shot by Van Dyke 16 times, even though the teenager was not moving on the ground. Ex-officer Joe Walsh, by the way, faces his own trial for allegedly lying and trying to cover up Van Dyke's crime. A college professor who claims that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were in high school says through lawyers that she will only testify if there is an FBI investigation. Kavanaugh still denies the accusation. However, this Thursday scheduled vote on his nomination to the high court has been postponed for now. President Trump says the process will run its course.
The woman will come forward, state her case. He will state his case. Honestly, I feel terribly for him, for his wife, who is an incredible, lovely woman, and for his beautiful young daughters.
And today is National Talk Like a Parrot Day. Well, it's actually Talk Like a Pirate. Anyway, same thing. Find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, according to the Bleacher Report, Michael Jordan is donating $2 million to relief efforts. $1 million will go to the American Red Cross and the other $1 million to the Foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Response Fund. Yeah, Michael said in a press conference that it is truly devastating for me to see the damage that Hurricane Florence is doing to my beloved home state of North Carolina.
Yeah,
and so he's giving that's good. A large donation.
He's a big Carolina boy. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mark. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and I mean, we can take this time to call on the Steve Harvey Nation as well to help people in the Carolinas affected by Florence. If you'd like to donate, please donate to Red Cross by texting the word Florence to 90999. They still need your help. They're still not out of danger yet. I mean, you know, the first responders and everyone, they're all working very, very hard to help and rescue and, you know, and all of that. But they still need your help. And thank you. Again, if you want to donate, you can text the word Florence to 90999.
We know so well they're going to need help for months to come, just trying to get their stuff back together.
Yeah.
It's
going to
take a minute. Man.
Yeah. A lot of people don't have power, you know.
Yeah, you need supplies. You need to survive. You need food, water. It's,
Tommy, you still got that Maserati?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Why?
You gonna donate it?
I mean, what?
Yeah, why'd you ask, Steve?
Well, it ain't never worked, so I thought he could donate it as a boat.
So,
okay. You know, just okay, let people so, paddle around and
so my Maserati would have been a paddle boat.
Sounds
well,
like that's what
it
he was
didn't
saying.
Never work, so.
It didn't work as a Maserati.
It worked. It.
But you ain't got it no water. More, so it really just.
I'm just trying to visualize point. It floating down the street, but
I can
okay.
see it. That's why I asked.
Michael Jordan, help me. What you doing?
Yeah, get that Maserati down there. Take them doors off and let people use it. Yeah, might as well float it, never drove.
That is so wrong. That's just wrong.
Well, hell, it didn't roll.
He got rid of that car.
Bass boat, where's that bass boat you got in Dallas? Where's that?
I got it still in Dallas. Yeah. The motors is too big to put in the water down there.
I might want to buy that boat up. You don't use that boat.
I'll sell it to you.
Where are you gonna put it, Tommy?
Hmm? Oh, no.
He wants to take his family out on the golf. You know, he tried to kill everybody in Florida.
I did. Shut up,
he's going to take his little football players out on that little ass boat in the middle of the ocean.
All right, Tommy, here's something coming up that's going to make you feel good. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Oh, hell no.
34 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Come on, Tommy. Who's playing?
Who's playing today?
Junior or Steve?
Come on, Steve.
Come on, Uncle. I'm going to root for Tommy. Come on.
You going to root for Tommy?
He needs somebody.
All right, go ahead.
Come on. I'm playing on, Steve. Let's go.
All right, let me
put
sit
your thinking cap on, Tommy.
Oh, I'm tired as hell. You ought to win this one. Come on.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
What is the cartoon Charlie Brown? What's Charlie Brown's dog's name?
Snoopy.
Snoopy.
In what city is the iconic Versace mansion?
Miami.
What iconic girls group released the single Bootylicious back in 2001?
Destiny Child.
The Lannisters are a fictitious family on what popular
Game of Thrones.
Which board game has a get-out-of-jail-free card?
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Which state is known as the Magnolia State? Which
hell, Alabama, I don't know.
Illinois.
Which convenience store sells the Big Gulp drink?
7-Eleven.
What 1960s sitcom starred Jed and Ellie Mae Clampett?
Beverly Hillbillies.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Complete these song lyrics. If you're happy and you know
clap
it.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
This former NBA superstar goes by the initials AI. What is his real name?
Allen Iverson.
Rapper and actress Eve is a co-host.
Just stop.
Yeah.
We not talk. Tallying either.
That's because
hey,
I'm fast.
Steve, you won, dog. You won.
No, but I
did he?
You won. You won, Steve.
Did he ever?
Okay, let's. All those games have been
disqualified.
I'm disqualified for
when you're
being too quick.
Reneged.
Yeah.
When you're in the car game. All right, tally. Steve, you got 9. In the cartoon Charlie Brown, what's Charlie Brown's dog's name? Snoopy. Steve got that one. In what city is the iconic Versace mansion?
Did I say Snoopy at all, Shirley?
I don't know, Tommy. Miami,
I said it
Florida.
A second after him.
Miami, Florida. Which
you
iconic?
Didn't say nothing. On
yeah,
that one.
Yeah. On the like.
No,
the first,
I didn't say nothing.
On
no.
the first four or five, you were like silent. which iconic girls group released the single "Bootylicious" back in 2001? Steve said Destiny's Child, and then a few seconds later, you said it, Tommy. The Lannisters
a few
are.
Seconds ain't it.
No, I didn't say Destiny's Child at all.
I know.
The Lannisters are a fictitious family on what popular cable TV show? Here's Steve. Game of Thrones. Here's Tommy. Game of Thrones. So Steve won that one. Which board game has a get-out-of-jail-free card? Monopoly, Steve.
Well, get that one to him.
That boy, give it up, boy.
Please take it, Tommy. We need
it. Take the next three. What else you got?
Well, neither one of you guys got this one right. Which state is known as a Magnolia State? I think
give
Tommy said Alabama. You
that
said Illinois.
Close.
Yeah.
Give him that. Which was
Mississippi.
Oh yeah, get that to Tommy. Mississippi close. That's closer to Illinois. So that's two. Go ahead.
Which convenience store sells the Big Gulp drink? 7-Eleven, Steve. Which 1960s sitcom?
Did I say it at all, Sherry?
You didn't say nothing.
Mm-mm. A lot of these.
Y'all didn't hear me say nothing.
A lot of these were you were silent, Tommy.
I said okay.
That see, it's a difference between a delay and silence.
Yes,
but
a
I
huge
know when
difference.
I didn't say nothing. I said 7-Eleven.
By this time, I
okay,
probably...
Okay, that's three. You got that one.
What 1960s sitcom starred Jed and Ellie Mae Clampett? That would be the Beverly Hills Hillbillies. Steve, complete these song lyrics. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. That was Steve. This former NBA superstar goes by the initials AI. What is his real name? Allen Iverson. Steve got that one. Rapper and actress Eve. We didn't get to
I
that one.
I wasn't silent, though. Trust me, I said it.
I didn't know this one.
Yeah, you answered it. Is rapper and actress Eve is a co-host on which daytime talk show?
That's Tommy.
The Talk, yeah. I think that is the one that you did get right, Tommy. And so... No, I mean, Steve got nine, Tommy got one.
Nine.
All right, coming up, it is the nephew. He is great at this. The
I'm
king
not
of pranks.
Playing no more.
The king of pranks.
I'm tired of playing.
The prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so we played the game. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Steve won 9-1. And we'll do it
That's
again
that.
Tomorrow.
That's
yeah,
that.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Don't worry about it. We'll do it again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's always another chance for you to redeem yourself, Tommy. And that's the good news. That is the good news. Another day, another chance.
Go ahead and say it, Tommy.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, unhappily engaged and ready to walk. All right?
Get out now.
Yeah, but right now it is time for the nephew for today's prank phone call. What you got, king of pranks?
You've been driving my car.
You've been hit by. Smooth criminal.
You've been driving my car. Let's run it.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Curtis, please.
Yeah, this is Curtis.
Hey, you the one worked at the hotel and you do valet parking?
Yeah, I work at the...
Okay, let me tell you something. You the one that parked my 750 BMW. You just took the change out of my car, the loose change I had in there, and you also done put 100 miles on there, and I know you the one did it because you the one I tipped. I tipped you. You parked it, and then when I came back, you the one brought my car back, and I tipped you. I know you the one put them damn miles on my car,
hold
man.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Who is this?
My name is Jason, man. Jason.
Jason, how did you get my number?
I got your number from the hotel manager. I told him I needed to talk to Curtis, who do the valet parking, and they gave me your number. You the one put these miles, man. You put 100 miles
hold
on my car.
Hold on, I ain't put no miles on your car, man. That's all I do is just get the cars and park them. That's it. I ain't taking no change from nobody's car either.
You the one took my change. I had T.D. Jakes in there in the CD player. When I got in there, it was Biggie Smalls or somebody in there. You the one was in my car, man.
Man, I don't even know how to work that radio in there. Man, look, what I probably parked your car because I parked a whole lot of cars. Maybe somebody else probably took your car and drove it around, but I don't know.
How many more Curtises work at the hotel and do valet parking?
I work at the and do valet parking, but that's all I do is park the cars. I don't take nobody's car and drive it around the town or steal nothing from their car. I ain't no thief, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. I know you the one put these miles on here. You hear me? I know you was the one, man.
Hold on, man. Look, man. I'm on probation right now, right? So, I mean, I ain't got no time to be stealing nothing out about nobody's cars. I'm just part-time job, man, just parking cars. I'm trying to take care of me and my little girl. That's it. I'm telling you, if somebody did take your car and drive it around or steal something from your car, we can figure it out. You know what I'm talking about? If you just bring the car up and you just come and we can talk to the managers and figure it out. But I promise you it wasn't me, man.
Hey, man.
I promise you. If you should just slow down and listen, you know, we'll find out what happened with your car.
You the one did it, man. You the one put the 100 miles on my car. You had that red vest on. You had that name tag said Curtis. You pulled off in it, and you pulled back up in it. You the only one drove it. You was the one.
Hey, man, hey, lower your voice a little bit, man. Hold on, I can hear you.
No, I know you can hear me. You're going to hear me when I get in your though. You're going to hear me when I do that.
What the telling me?
I is, you going to hear me when I get in your because you put that 100 miles on it, I'm going to come up to that damn.
Hey, man, I told you I ain't putting 100 miles in your car, right? I'm just, hey, man, you know what? I didn't steal nothing from your car. I ain't putting 100 miles in your car, right? I told you I'm on probation right now. That's all I do. I go to work, I park these cars, and I come home to take care of me and my girl, all right? I ain't putting 100 miles on your car, man. I didn't take your car. That's all I did was drove your car and parked it, man. That's it.
No, that ain't what you did. You threw a loose change out of there, and you also put 100 miles. It was like 104 miles extra on that car when I got back in it. Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to come up. When do you work again? When do you work?
Tomorrow. I work tomorrow night.
What time do your get there?
I'll be there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, then. I'm coming up there at 5:45. And guess what, Mr. Curtis? I'm going to deal with your little by myself.
Man, no. Come bring your up to that job. That job is you, dog. Bring your up to the job. What kind of car you say you had to get?
I said I got a black 750 BMW. I'm coming up there. When I get out of it, have your ready. Here, Curtis, have your ready.
Already. No, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to have my little verse on for you, too. It's going to say, Curtis, just bring your black up there, because you sound like you're black.
Yeah, I'm black. I'm black. My car black, and I'm finna get in your black tomorrow.
Bring your up there. I tell you, stop with me, dog. Today, I'm right. I'm telling you, I'm trying to shoot out my radio paper. That paper, this job, I'm telling you, bring your up there if you want to, dog. I'm telling you, it wasn't me, but I mean, you want to take it down, man.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, Curtis. You listening to me?
What?
Is you listening?
Yeah.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy TC, who do valet parking with you.
What'd you say?
Hey, Curtis, your homeboy that you do, is it another guy work there named TC that do valet parking?
Yeah.
Hey, man, this Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, he got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man, I'm going to get that out. Oh, Lord Jesus. Man, my heart was beat, man. My heart was beating so fast, I thought I was about to go back down. Oh, Lord. Oh,
you knew you was going back, Curtis.
Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, man, it was about to be over. It was about to be over. The first person I saw got out of it was about to get it. It was about to get it. I'm telling you.
Curtis, you got to be strong, man. You going to be strong?
For sure.
Be strong, man. Don't let nobody push your buttons and have you going back, man. Just be strong.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm almost off. Right. You know, I'm going to keep it straight, man, you know.
All right, man. Stay strong. You got to take care of this little girl, boy. You can't go back in there.
Already.
All right. I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, that's Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You've been driving my car.
All right, nephew.
That was good, man.
You do these so boldly, that's like, you know, nobody's going to run up on you or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all something.
What?
I was in Atlanta. I was in the valet of a hotel, and the police officer was standing out there.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Police officer came up to me and said, hey, are you Thomas Miles? I said, yeah. He said, I need to speak with you. I said, okay. Do you know that you have a FTA? I said, I don't even know what that is, sir. He said, that's a failure to appear. I said, okay, but for what though, man? He said, I need you to come stand over here by the car. I said, wait a minute, man. Hold on. Wait. Just hold on. For what? What did I do?
Oh, man.
Then finally, dog, he just cracks a smile and says, I just pranked your ass. Man, I was sweating. You know that moisture you get in your lower back? I had that.
Yeah, it rolls down your crack.
Yeah.
That one right there.
He just said back. He said nothing about anything else.
It don't stay there.
Else.
It drips.
Yeah, it didn't.
It's running down to your crack.
It's really too far, Steve.
It's cool drops, too.
It's too far.
It's very uncomfortable because your back, your crack is hot.
Yeah.
And that sweat be cool drops of sweat.
So, oh, my God.
So back to Tommy's point.
Sterling scared you got pranked. The mess out of me, man.
Good. I knew it was going to happen one day.
You know, man, and it being Tom. A police officer, he's there with the badge on, his gun belt on. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I don't know what an FTA is, man. I ain't never been in no damn trouble. What are you talking about?
But wait a minute,
failure to appear, sir.
Wait a minute. That's more to the story. So you're famous in Atlanta, huh? Because this is just a random cop just saw you?
He wasn't that famous, Shirley, because a lot of people were standing there when they saw the cops pull him over. They broke out running.
They didn't try to help.
They didn't try to help out hang out.
What the hell going on right here? Let me get my ass away from this.
I'm talking about where you can't say nothing either, because I was scared. I was like, wait.
All right, well, thank you, nephew. Up next, it is the Strawberry Letter subject, unhappily engaged and ready to walk.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, right now it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on sex, on dating, on work, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Right, Steve?
Girl.
This is my favorite part.
I done submitted so many letters. I'm tired of typing.
Well, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It's that time. The Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Neff. A subject, unhappily engaged and ready to walk. Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiancé and I have been together for 6 years. He's 50 and I'm 35, and this will be the first marriage for both of us. When he proposed, my intuition told me he was not ready to be married. A month ago, my fiancé and I got into a big argument about his family, and I didn't like his response or how he acted in front of our 3-year-old daughter, so we haven't really been speaking. 2 nights ago, he never came home from work, and he did not answer my calls or text messages. I received a message from an acquaintance on social media saying that my fiancé was at a bar downtown. So I drove down to the bar, hoping to see him there alone so we could try to resolve our issue. As soon as I walked in and saw him, my heart sank. He was at a table with another woman. I walked right over to their table and I sat next to the woman and I started.
God!
Okay.
Man. And
yes.
I've got to get the hell out of here.
I started going off.
Jesus, you saw her coming in here. Why did you?
I don't know. The woman was in shock and she remained totally quiet. I told him that the wedding was off and then I left. I cried all the way home. He came home shortly after me and we talked. He said that I am overreacting and I jumped to conclusions because of how it looked. He told me that she is his co-worker and she wanted to watch the game after work and that's all it was.
Yeah, it
definitely, what'd you say, Steve?
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, you like that one? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It definitely didn't look innocent to me. She had on makeup, her hair was done, and she was not dressed like she had been at work all day. Steve, you say that a woman's intuition is her greatest gift. So my intuition tells me he's lying, and therefore I concluded that he's not ready to get married. What do you think? Well, I think you're absolutely right. You have to go with your gut. I mean, in the third sentence of this letter, you said your intuition told you he wasn't ready for marriage. And the second to the last sentence, you said he's not ready as well. So you just, just based on those two things, I would have to agree with you. He is not ready. You guys don't even know how to resolve conflict or anything. I mean, you got into an argument about his family. He says something crazy. You didn't like his response. And you didn't like how he acted in front of your 3-year-old daughter. So you guys have issues, unresolved issues that need to be taken care of. You stop talking. He didn't come home that night. You find him at a bar with another woman. He gives you a pretty lie, but it is a lie. But no, Steve liked it.
Huh? Pretty one, though.
It was a pretty one now. It was a pretty one.
Pretty,
but
I like it.
Yeah, the guys like it. Yeah. The women can see through it. No, he was.
Sense.
You're right. He was lying. Whatever your intuition tells you, that's yeah. Come on now. But yeah, you guys aren't ready. You aren't ready either, Steve.
This letter's kind of crazy. Tell you the truth. My fiance and I have been together for 6 years. He's 50. I'm 35. This would be the first marriage for both of us. Red flag. He's 50 and I'm 35. This will be the first marriage for both of us. Red flag. 50-year-old man ain't never been married.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag. When he proposed, my intuition told me he wasn't ready to be married. What? He 50. If he ain't ready, what? What are you waiting on? Y'all been together 6 years. A man proposed to you that you think ain't ready for marriage. He 50. Y'all been together 6 years. He ain't ready to get married. Wow. What you talking to him for? What is your takeaway from this relationship? You know he ain't ready to get married. You talking to him. He 50. He still ain't ready. Why are you with him? But you got a baby now, so, you know, trying to make it work. A month ago, my fiance got into a big argument about his family. I didn't like his response and how he acted in front of our three-year-old, so we haven't been speaking. Two nights ago, he never came home from work, and he did not answer my calls or texts. What? Mm. Now that you cannot do. No, you cannot not come home.
No.
Come on now.
And then don't answer no texts or no calls. Dog. Dog. You cannot do that. I received a text from acquaintance on social media. You have an acquaintance on social media? Hmm. Acquaintance. See, you didn't say girlfriend, one of my girls. Some do, probably. I'm just assuming, since it's an acquaintance. Some do saying that your fiance was at a bar downtown. So you got in your car, you drove downtown, hoping to see him there alone. In a bar? Alone. Ain't the bar open?
Yeah, it makes sense.
How you know what she meant. No. How you finna see him alone at a bar?
She meant with by himself, not with another woman. You know what she meant, Steve.
No.
That's what she meant.
She drove down there trying to bust him. The acquaintance told him he was at a bar, and the acquaintance said he was with a girl. Mm-hmm. You best to believe that. Yeah. That's why you got in your car and drove down there. Mm-hmm. Because the acquaintance told you he was at the bar with a girl. That's why you would say, I drove down there hoping to see him there alone.
Well,
who makes that statement? I'm going to see if he's alone. No, you already had the information. So let's stop this so we could try to resolve our issue. As soon as I walk in, I saw him. My heart sank. He was at the table with another woman.
Dun, dun, dun.
I walked right over to their table, sat next to the woman, and started going, Lord, man.
I would have left.
God, dog.
Man, she pinned her in.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. As soon as I saw you walking towards the table, I'd have got up, got my jacket, and went home.
That's right. I would have too. That's what I just said.
No, I'd walk right past you like we never saw each other. But what you're not finna do is sit over there next to her and go off. You can go over there and sit next to her, but I'm going to be in the car.
All right, save that, Steve.
Don't worry.
We're going to have part two of Steve's response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, unhappily engaged and ready to walk. We'll be back at 23 after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
dherbs.com. dherbs.com. That's the company. That's the website. Let's clean out the processed foods and toxins dragging you down. Go to dherbs.com and do the full body cleanse. The dherbs cleanse is no fad diet. It's been the number one selling cleanse online for over a decade, with over 4 million formulas sold. We've all done the cleanse. We love it and know you will lose weight and feel great. And right now, you're going to get a major discount at checkout with promo code Steve. dherbs.com, promo code Steve, or call 866-4-D-HERBS. All right, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter, Steve, and get part two of your response. Subject, unhappily engaged and ready to walk.
She 50, he 50, she 35, they ain't never been married. Red flag. They got in an argument. They quit talking. This man don't come home from work for a day or so. Don't call, don't return. None of the calls or texts. Then she get a message from an acquaintance, quote, wink, wink, that mean dude, on social media that your husband was downtown at a bar. So your man was downtown. You drove to the bar hoping to see him alone. You know good and hell well he wasn't by us. Soon as I walk in, I saw him and my heart sank. You don't think his heart ain't sank?
Who cares about him?
You shut up, Shirley.
Too hard to say.
Shirley, this ain't your letter. She think her heart was the only one to say. You don't think when he looked up and saw you, you don't think he swallowed his tongue?
He should have.
That's what he gets.
Yeah. Nobody caring about him.
You don't think he damn near had to give himself a Heimlich?
A what? He was choking.
A Heimlich.
Yes.
Then you walk right over to the table and sit next to the woman and start going off. The woman was in shock. She remained totally quiet. I told him that the wedding was off. And then I left. You wouldn't have had a chance to do that to me. Because when I saw you coming, I'd have got my members only jacket.
Pew!
Slid it right on and that. Walk right past you. Hey, where you going? I would act like I never saw you. Got in my
That's
car.
Why you're not getting married.
Yeah. I told him the wedding was off and I left. I cried all the way home. He came home after me and we talked. He said I'm overreacting and jumped to conclusions of how I look. You did. You did jump to a conclusion of how I look. The problem he made was he ain't been home. He ain't returned no phone calls or no texts. He printed guilty on this situation.
Oh, yeah.
He printed guilty on this one.
Yeah.
He told me that she's his coworker and she wanted to watch the game after work. That's a good one.
That is. That's real good.
But since when did it become your job to make sure she see the game?
Exactly.
See, that's what I can't. She was at work and she wanted to see the game.
But she's looking all fine, though.
So we came down here.
Looking all good.
Now, here's her problem. She wanted to watch the game after work, and that was it. It definitely didn't look innocent to me. She had on makeup. Her hair was done, and she was not dressed like she had been to work. Unlike you.
How did she come
who
down here?
Who got this damn message? And now you done come down to the bar with your hair roller set.
No.
You got a roller set and a rag around your head tied into a Aunt Jemima knot in the front. You got that house coat on with all them damn fur balls on it. The one where you done picked up weight because, you know, the baby three, you ain't lost the baby weight yet. So it don't really tie in a bow. You got it tied in a knot. That's now you got all these lint balls on this thing. Hey. You got your house slippers on with your chicken grease on them. Because you coming down to the bar to straighten. Ain't got a stick of makeup on. Matter of fact, forgot to take that damn cold cream off your face.
Yeah, right.
Now, you done walked in the bar looking like the Joker. Nah. You mad at this woman? She's sitting up in here, got makeup on and got her hair done. This heifer knew I was coming down here looking like Aunt Jemima at the spa. That's what happened.
That is not what happened.
That is exactly. Steve, you say a woman's intuition is her greatest gift. I told you that. So what you go down there dressed like that for?
She did it.
Like looking like
did
a joker.
Not.
I'm telling you, she was looking crazy. Because first thing she say, she's sitting up in here, got makeup on and her hair done. She in public. People put makeup on and do their hair and go in public. But that ain't what you was looking like when you came down. Your ass looked crazy.
That's so wrong.
She was looking just crazy. Look like your mama looked when she used to come up to the school.
What?
My mama had to come up to school, had that coat on, ain't had no buttons on it.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
I know exactly what happened. Yeah, she down there got that outfit on. She sleepy in that hunting outfit.
Yeah.
Got them Mitch Mack thick ass socks on.
So she came down there in her pajamas.
Right. Came down there in her pajamas with that fur rug, with that robe on. Looked like it ought to be on the back of the toilet.
Mm-hmm. And the other girl's looking all sexy and fine.
She's sitting up in here with her hair done, got makeup on. She
wrong
public.
For that. You're wrong for that.
She in public. You the one came out the house looking like Aunt Jemima in duress. Come down here and you cussing out. The wedding is off. Oh, man, you looking like that? No, huh? Sitting up in here. Now, what you want us to tell you? Now, my intuition tells me he's lying. And before I conclude that he's not ready to get married, what do you think? What do we think? I wouldn't marry you either. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You don't even know her.
This ain't your first time walking in on somebody. You done rolled up on a bunch
she
of
too
people.
Good at it.
Matter of fact, this your thing. You like rolling up. You done rolled up in here, car running outside. That's why the woman didn't say nothing, because she was scared. You know how you look when you got cold cream right. on your face and your hair roller set?
Mm-hmm. Now, why would she go out the house looking like that, Steve?
Because the man called her and told her she was down there. So to beat him, she got to go down there as is. And that's just how crazy she was looking.
Cold cream that's at right. all.
Mm. Cold cream, mm. got that scarf on with the Glover's mane on it.
It was around game time. So that'd be about
8:00. She up in here, man, got that scarf on to smell like sulfate. Oh,
God. God, dog.
All right, look, we got to go, Steve.
Well, go ahead and go.
Listen.
This relationship is over.
Yeah, it is. Neither one of them are ready. Mm-mm. Just get your child support ready. Okay, guys, we got to get out of here, like I said. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in about 10 minutes, former Sesame Street writer says Bert and Ernie were gay. And the show says otherwise, though.
What?
So, yeah, the show says otherwise. We'll talk about it when we come back, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Following an interview given by a former Sesame Street writer who said he wrote the beloved characters Bert and Ernie as if they were gay, the show has said otherwise. Sesame Street on Tuesday tweeted, "As we have always said, Bert and Ernie are best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves." Focusing specifically on their orientation, the statement continued, even though they are identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, they remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation. The response from the show comes 2 days after Mark Saltzman, who is openly gay, spoke about his own coming out story, and the iconic duo came up. Saltzman was a writer on the show from 1985 to 1998, and he basically said this was kind of like his life. This was, you know, what he was writing about.
I ain't
about.
See none of that when I was a kid watching this. I ain't see none of that.
Well, the show made a statement. They already said.
Yeah. They were two best friends, and they wanted to show, you know, that even though you have differences, you can still get along.
Yeah. I think a puppet has a right to be with who he want to be with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if they want to be real good friend puppets, they could be real good friend puppets.
All right, guys, we're switching gears now. In other breaking news, that Senate hearing featuring testimony from Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who has accused him of sexual assault, well, that may not happen. On Tuesday, speaking through her lawyers, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford said that she wants the FBI to investigate her allegations first because some senators have already made up their minds about the incident.
Hold on, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
When she say she assaulted him, has anybody made clear what she's meaning, what she say happened?
He assaulted
her. Yeah, he assaulted her. Yeah, they at a party, and I think he pushed her down in the bed or something and had his hand covering her mouth, and she made the statement like she thought he was going to kill her.
Sexual assault.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. This is just a question because I'm trying to gather the facts.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Was she at the party in a bikini?
I don't know. Yeah, that part I don't know.
Not that that makes it okay. I'm just asking.
Oh, you're
the question.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought I was. I must have been hearing mixed stories. I'm not sure. I don't really know what this is about. You know what? I don't know what to say about this because, I mean, you got to get some type of corroboration. Witnesses, somebody that saw something.
Well,
something.
It's
got to
be investigated.
Well, the one guy that she said was there, he said that he doesn't remember because this happened like over 30 years ago, Steve. And that one guy says he doesn't remember and he doesn't want to testify. And because you're right, right now it's just he said, she said.
Well, aren't the Republicans surely trying to keep it going so they can get him already into the
Absolutely, before the midterms. That's why they're trying to get him picked.
Because my attitude is, what's the rush? You know, but the rush is before the midterms. They want to confirm him and everything. Because they were supposed to confirm him tomorrow, Thursday, right? They were supposed to take a vote. But now all that's been pushed back because of these allegations.
It's really, I don't know anything about this case. Mm-hmm. I can't call it one way or the other. So I can't.
Well, no one can.
Yeah, yeah, I don't even know what to make of it. You know, it's just.
Well, I think too, Steve, if this woman is saying that this man who's trying to get a job for a lifetime job,
that's the job the Supreme Court is trying to do,
then you need to look at what he's done in his lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so if she's saying he sexually assaulted her, people have a right to know. And she's saying you need to investigate it. That is her point. And so the Republicans,
that's her right.
And that
they're
is
trying
right.
to push
and
it fast so he can hurry up and get in there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, they don't care about justice in this country anymore. I'm convinced of that. They don't care about that in this country. It's it's party over the people all day.
Yeah, all day.
Right now. Mm-hmm. It's what the party wants. You can't justify what Donald Trump is doing on behalf of the party, which is so against the people. And how the average person even is, man. It's really sad what's happening. So I don't know what to make of this story. I don't have the facts. I want to know what she's accusing him of.
Okay, she says during a pool party, so she may have had on a bikini, Steve. During a pool party in suburban Maryland, Kavanaugh drunkenly pinned her down on a bed and groped her, trying to remove her one-piece bathing suit. One piece. She did not have in a bikini. Wow. One-piece bathing suit and other clothing. She told the newspaper, The Post, that he covered her mouth when she tried to scream for help. She escaped when Kavanaugh's friend jumped on the bed, sending all three tumbling off. Blasey Ford continues the incident. She considers, I should say, the incident an attempted rape. This is according to her attorney.
That's assault. Wow.
Yeah.
She's saying she considers.
That's major.
So that's why
that's
saying
major. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not. I didn't know any details. That's why I'm trying. That's a major accusation. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, you covered women's mouths.
Yeah,
and come on, man.
And that's when she said she thought he might kill her. You know.
That is so serious. And nobody should go through that. That is serious.
And she didn't want it to come forth at first, but now she says that she feels it's her civic responsibility. She feels like her civic responsibility is outweighing her anguish and terror about retaliation. All right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She says she's been
trying to forget. Why would she come this far to say that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lot that she's risking her reputation.
You ain't made this up.
It's like, why?
You have not made this up.
And she has a right to be heard. You know,
I don't believe for one minute that she's making this up.
A lot of people feel the same way. Yeah. That's nothing.
It's nothing in it for her to win.
Yeah, this is the
same
way.
There's no win for this woman.
And Steve, this is the same way I felt back in the day about Anita Hill.
They're comparing it to that.
Yeah, they're definitely comparing it to the Anita Hill case with Clarence Thomas. Yeah.
And he ain't saying nothing.
And he not going to say nothing, Julie.
Well, he got the job.
And it's for life, you know, until you get ready to retire or, you know.
Man, I didn't know that's what the details were.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just can't do that to women. You just can't.
Listen, when we come back, we're going to play an edition of Ask Steve coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, you know, we don't talk about this a lot on the show, but IQs, your intelligence quotient, we don't talk about that. But I just wanted to know from you, I'll start it off. Which actions do you associate with a below average IQ?
Which
actions do you associate with a below average IQ?
Slobbering. Like you just sitting up, you just slobbering on yourself. I automatically think something wrong with you. Your whole front of your shirt just wet. Yeah. What else?
That's ignorant.
It is, but I know someone who slobbers.
Boy, dog, they ain't that bright though. What else is a sign of low...
I'm just kidding. Okay, Junior, well, you ask your questions.
Go ahead,
a person who slobbers.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Junior, ask yours.
All right. So back to this. So anytime you see somebody slobber, they automatically.
No, Junior.
No, forget that. He got to go back and do that for me one more time.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
They slobbering on they self.
Slobbering.
Slobbering. Driving. On the way to work. Eating. In the barber chair.
In the barber chair.
Yeah. You in church.
Like you, all that hair.
If you in church praising him, but you just slobbling on yourself, it's all on the fan.
Ew.
Then, yo,
that's nasty. That ain't.
Okay. Yeah, all right. You. Thank you. Are you clear now, Junior?
Oh, well, I just want to have
all right.
You
need come
clarity.
On, Tommy.
All right, let me see. Let me think. Let me think. How about this? If you had a 99% chance to succeed on the next thing you did, what action would you take?
I'm already doing it.
What?
What is it?
I'm working on becoming a billionaire.
Oh, okay.
All right. How close are you?
I'm a long way away. But I got 99% chance of it happening.
Okay. I love that. I love
from your question.
And that's all. Your question, I'm working on becoming a billionaire, and I feel like strongly I got a 99% chance of that happening.
I love your faith. Come on, Carla, you have a question that we're doing Ask Steve. We're asking Steve just random questions.
All right. What currently, Steve, can you not get enough of?
On the air.
We on the air.
Yeah, we all got that. Hey. Me, him, and Junior got the same thing.
That's a problem right there.
I asked you and Junior.
That's a universal.
But we all got the same answer.
Wait, what?
That'll never change, Steve.
That, what?
You just put it on me somewhere.
we all got the same answer.
You can give it to me as a salve. You can smear it on me like a salve.
You put it in a
smoothie.
Okay. I think we get it.
Yeah, okay. You made your point.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's my turn again.
I wear mine as fingernails.
Okay, all right.
You always go too far,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, what color is that? What it look like?
You can put mine in my air vent in my car and just turn my whole air up as high as it go and let it blow out of there.
Man, do you have it on you?
All right, Steve, here's one.
It can come in a box in the form of suppositories.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll take all eight of them.
Yeah. Really? I think that's the first time we've ever said that word on this show.
It can be in a cage with rattlesnakes. I'm coming in there again.
I don't give a damn about them rattlesnakes
at all.
Punk ass snake, scoot over.
You better move.
I was gonna. Okay. I don't even.
I'm
know.
Sorry, I asked
I
that
know.
Question.
Okay. All right, we're doing Ask Steve. Okay, let's see. Betty White, I think she's like 96 right now, and they honored her a couple of nights ago at the Emmy Awards, Steve. So she was thanking everyone and saying how blessed she was to still be able to do what she does at 96, you know, stay in the business for
blessing,
so long.
Man.
Yeah, that is a blessing. So I just wanted to ask you, how long do you think you're going to continue to entertain us? And if you do retire, what's the first thing you're going to do when you retire?
First of all, you'll know when I have the $1 billion.
Uh-huh.
Because when you cut on Family Feud or anything, and you go, your next question going to be, where's Steve?
The very next
question. So unlike Betty White.
Where's Steve? He must have that $1 billion.
You're working on your exit
soon.
Plan.
That is my exit plan.
Okay.
You know, matter of fact, I'm going to get out before the billion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, all you right. know. And what was your next question?
Well, the part two, the follow-up was, what would be the first thing you're going to do when you retire?
Go to that thing we can't get enough of. Go
to
right
the snake
back
pit.
To
it.
You stop answering.
All right, Junior. You know, you've been famous a real long time.
Mm-hmm.
What could you do? Like, what's something you want to do right now that I could do just probably every day?
I tell you what I'd like to do, man. A couple things. I kind of wish I could walk in a mall.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm.
just like walk through the mall, look in windows and stuff, see what they got.
Oh, especially around.
Man, I like to go in like a Foot Locker.
Really?
Or a Champ Sporting Goods.
Oh, no, you don't want to do it, huh? And just the music too loud, huh?
Man, we out ball,
man. It's going to bring back a lot of memories.
I remember the last time I actually did see you in a mall in Atlanta, Steve, at the Perimeter Mall. You were coming out of Macy's. And I was with some friends.
Was it Macy's?
Yeah, it was Macy's. And I kept saying, they kept saying, there goes Steve. I was like, no way. Steve's
not
at the mall.
I walked in the men's department to buy some drawers.
Yeah, I remember. And we saw you. We were like, they were kept saying, that is Steve. That, yes, that is. I was like, he would not be at the mall.
That's him.
It was dark. I thought I could get in there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the men's department is right at the door.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought I could just run in, buy these drawers, and come on out. That did not work.
Yeah.
As soon as I walked in there. Hell no, Steve Hall. I thought Perimeter Mall, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go on up in there. Boy, they was on me, man. Oh.
Yeah, you need a drive-through draws window to get your stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'd go to a mall, man. That'd be pretty sick.
All right, all right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in October, Keir, you got something very special going on with your Keir's Hope Foundation. And Carla, you and I are going to Chicago for the Sister Strut.
Yes, we are. We are going to Chicago on my birthday, October 13th. We will be in Chicago. Sister Strut, Shirley and I are walking. We're going to do a 3K walk to raise awareness against the fight against breast cancer. And Shirley, you ready?
We're going to
do this walk, girl.
Oh, y'all ready? Of course. Yes. I love it.
Yes. So go ahead.
Definitely for a good cause. We always want to support, any way we can eradicate this disease, breast cancer, anyway. We invite everyone to come on out. It's in Chicago. It's the weekend of Carla's birthday, so it'll be a dual celebration. Yeah, and we'll be in Chicago. How fun will that be? Yeah, so come on out. It's going to be at the Kroc Center. That's it. Go ahead. You were going
to
say
just go to V103.com if you're in the Chicago area and you want to join us. All the details, you can sign up. You sign your team up and register online, and we will see you there. You can get Team Carla, Team Shirley. You can create your own team, but we want to see everyone out there, the survivors, co-survivors. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a sea of pink
in Chicago City. That's right.
October 13th.
Everyone, I don't know anyone who hasn't been affected by it, so if you have, come on out and join us, please.
Yep. Yes,
Tommy. Since y'all going, what's the best pizza in Chicago?
Lou Malnati's.
Okay, that's really good, yeah.
Lou Malnati's, man. Don't even mess around. Now, I ain't going to lie to you, though. Giordano's is good.
Growing up, that was good.
Giordano's is good, too, but you got to...
Gino's was good growing up, yeah.
I heard a lot about Gino's.
Gino's.
A lot of them argue down about that, but if you go to Lou Malnati's and you get that classic sausage... Good Lord, Jesus. One of my goals is when I quit being a vegan to eat a Lou Malnati's classic sausage pizza.
That's a goal.
You're going to go in a vegan?
Yeah, that's my goal is to come out of veganism right into a classic sausage pizza.
Usually it's the opposite, okay? Your goal is to become a vegan.
No, I am a vegan right now. I've been eating vegan for, it's almost a month now.
Wow. Yeah, since you've been back from vacation.
Did you drop some weight,
though? Have you seen a difference, Steve?
Yeah, I've lost 12 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, come on back.
I've lost 12 pounds. I'm really sticking with it for now. I'm probably not going to be a vegan the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because summer's going to come around. I don't know how not to barbecue.
And eat ice cream. But, Steve, don't get
I'm eating ice cream.
Yeah, don't get as skinny as you did when back in L.A., that time you were so skinny. Remember back in L.A. when you were on that diet? You don't remember that?
You had gotten so skinny. That was just too much.
Yeah. Your face. Oh, my goodness. You were just little, Steve.
They had started rumors about you.
You were so skinny.
Oh, I was just.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't feeling good.
We're like, Steve, this is it. Don't lose another ounce of weight.
I don't remember that.
Eat something. Oh, yeah. We remember. Anyway, all right. But, yeah, join us. And Keir,
I probably can't get that little note down.
What's that?
I don't know.
Junior, you have Keir's Hope?
Oh, absolutely. I need everybody to go to my Instagram, Junior SHMS, and tell
you ought to come up with it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. What's
that? Go some own outro.
Okay, we can't talk about it.
I just filled myself. Go ahead.
That's okay.
That was not good or what I was going to say.
We'll come back and talk about it.
When we get off.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, Junior.
Please hold that thought, Junior.
Yes,
and Steve, you too.
Steve, yeah, you really hold yours. All right, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Supreme Court Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, Professor Ford, said without an FBI investigation, she will not appear in a public hearing. So there you go with that. In entertainment news, Kanye is speaking in public again. He told a crowd in Chicago, his hometown, that he, Kanye West, is moving back to Chicago. And that does not mean, however, he's abandoning L.A. Kanye made the announcement at a Windy City event with Chance the Rapper. And here it is. Take a listen.
My brother Chance for bringing me back to Chicago. So the first thing on my mind that I have to tell you is I got to let y'all know that I moved back to Chicago. I'll never leave it again.
They loved it.
Yeah.
Chicago is ready for him.
So, Steve, you moving back to Cleveland?
That's a nah.
Yeah, you don't give me a... I know not to go back. He don't know yet. He'll be right on back out in L.A. Is Kim going up there in all that cold-ass weather?
I think they're going to go back and forth. They'll have dual residences, like a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, just go in the summertime, Yeezy. In case you don't forget.
It's fun in the summer.
Yeah, this is...
November ain't where you want. Yeah, November, January, Lord.
Really, January, February. According to TMZ, Kanye said he and Kim have already found a home in Chicago, and that's where we know he wants to establish his permanent residence, but they are keeping all of their properties and businesses and stuff in L.A. In addition to the house they just built, they have multiple properties in L.A., including 300 acres that Kanye is developing, and that project is still a go. TMZ is also reporting that Kanye will move his Yeezy offices from Calabasas, California, to Chicago. So, he's going back home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Back home.
He probably wants to go to be relevant again, to be part of the culture. I think he
With
probably
Chance
feels
the
like
rapper.
He's excluded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in L.A. and in this world of, you know, he wants to be a part of culture and hip-hop and all that.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why.
Really?
And his baby.
Oh, yeah.
His baby's name is Chicago. So.
Yeah. Yeah, making music and being part of what's going on with Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper.
I bet you that's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Because they're
my baby name, Winton, but I don't want no parts of Winter. What the hell I got to do with his baby?
Chicago! I didn't say the baby.
His baby's name is Chicago.
Your baby name is Sheridan, but that ain't where you stay all the time.
Because that's not her name.
Because of the culture.
I did not name her after a hotel.
Sheraton.
No. All right, so there you have it. Kanye is moving back. Yeah, I think you're right, Carla. That's part of it. He wants to be part of the whole scene
culture.
In Chicago now. With
I don't know what that means. I mean, you're in L.A. I don't know. Hip-hop doesn't originate from L.A.
No, it's not that. I'm just saying his lifestyle. He's so rich.
I know nothing about hip-hop.
And
but the studio's in Wyoming, ain't it?
Why am I talking?
Well, he went to Wyoming to record his latest album.
Who did?
Okay,
so he'll just go to Wyoming from Chicago?
Kanye.
Yeah.
He won't.
I sure tell you what it meant to me because I forgot.
All right, we'll be back to close out the show right after this at 49 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, last break of the day. It is time, Steve, to spread the word, spread the knowledge in closing remarks.
Today, I want to remind you all of something and try to get you to understand a very important concept that I've learned about success. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you'll fail. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you'll fail. Success is an uncomfortable process. Success requires you to step out of your comfort zone into uncharted territory, untraveled paths, unsailed waters. You're going to have to go where you've never gone in order to get to where you've never been. You've got to step out of your comfort zone. Look, everybody would like to remain comfortable throughout their life. But convenience is built through inconvenience. It's the only way to have convenience. It has to be built through inconvenience. I don't know if I told you this the other day, but I was talking with a guy at this fashion show. This guy was a tailor, very young tailor from London. And he told me something that his father told him that stuck with him. He said, while you young, if you party now, you'll work till you die. But while you young, if you work now, you can party till you die. Did you understand that? If while you young, if you party now, you're going to end up working till you die. But if while you young, you work now, when you get old, you can party till you die. That's the exchange of life. But that would cause you to step outside of your comfort zone. In order to be successful, that's where you have to go, because success is not in the comfort zone. I wish it was. I wish I could lay in the bed longer. I wish I didn't have to work as much as I do. I wish, man, I could mail it in. I wish I could call in and take off. I wish I had more off days. I wish I could get 5 months off to travel the world. I wish I could. Well, in order to make any of those wishes I want possible, I got to put it in now. I got to get myself uncomfortable, because convenience is built through inconvenience. It's not the other way around. It never will be. I had some millennials on the show the other day, and we were having an incredible conversation about working and sacrificing. And one young man said, when are old people's mindset going to change? Because I don't like coming to work early in the morning. I do better if I can come in around noon. And old people's mindset needs to get used to the new way. And he had a valid point, because with technology, so many people can work from home now because of technology. People got computers. A lot of work is done on a computer. And I told him, I said, that's great. I said, that's great what you're saying. And it maybe eventually it will turn that way. I said, but the problem you got, the baby boomer generation, the dudes that's 50 and 60, my generation, well, we the one own the companies. And we didn't get here coming in at 12. And we're not going to sit here and watch you come in here at 12 thinking you're going to get it. And I said, in reality, that doesn't work, young man. I said, I wish you the best with your thinking. I said, but why don't you combine this technology you have with some hard work? If you combine what you all have today with my work ethic, do you know how successful you would be? I said, so I got that you want to come in at noon, but that ain't how it works. We out here on the West Coast. If you sleep past 6 o'clock, I have news for you. The stock market opened 3 hours. At 9 a.m. Eastern, the stock market is open. If you sleep in L.A. to 8, the stock market has been open for 2 hours. They making decisions about your life and money, and you sleep. You're behind the eight ball. It's not how it works. You build a life of convenience through inconvenience. Step outside your comfort zone. Get out of it. It'll serve you well. Because if you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. Get out of your comfort zone. It will serve you well. Because if you stay in it, that's where you will fail. In some area of our life, we still broken. And so are you. But God is in the fix-it business. He's in the get it together business. He's in the saving business. He's in the healing business. The only requirement is we got to turn and ask him for help. He's always there. He's always there. He's more than willing and able to help any one of you. He really is. Don't let the devil fool you. I just thought of that right there.
Wow.
Those are my closing remarks.
Drop it. Woo, that was good.
Drop it like a bug.
Drop that mic.
He dropped me with it.
That. I need a bigger mic. For that. That's a big mic. My mic go.
Yeah, I hope it's all right.
That's it.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.